Pull over, lean in. It's time for the Soft Shoulder Podcast. I am your host, Danette Relic of Radical Creative Sanctuary, inviting spaciousness for your mind and your heart. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. The Soft Shoulder is your time. Your time to slow down and fuel up on self-love support, so you can make the most of your gorgeous life. Join me here. Everyone needs a soft shoulder. Hello, sweet listener. Today is a very special episode of the Soft Shoulder Podcast because, well, you know, I like to think of every episode as a very special episode, just like every day is a gift. And there are some days that we give particular meaning to and we celebrate them. Today is one of those days for me. Today is the anniversary of my birth. Happy birthday to Danette. So I'm not recording it on my birthday. It will be released on my birthday. And anyone else whose birthday is December 7th, happy birthday. That's cool. I know actually a surprising amount of people who share this day. It's a wonderful day. I was born on my uncle's 21st birthday. And you know, just to any December babies, Sagittarian folks, like, it's our season. Let's celebrate. But even if this is not, I hope you're still listening. You're like, I was born in July. I'm leaving. No. This is one of my very favorite self-love practices. Today I'm going to talk to you about the birthday letter ritual. I have been doing this for, oh, geez. When was the first one? It might be 18 years. And the beauty of this is if you don't already do it, you can start at any time. You don't have to wait for your birthday. In fact, I recommend that if your birthday is in July, it's a perfect time to start this tradition. It's basically what it sounds like. One year, this was like an old friend of mine was telling me a funny story about her neighbor who had written a letter to herself in the future back when she was a small child. And I don't know about you, but like when I was younger, like who I considered to be older were really like children, like other bigger children. So, of course, she had this idea of like who she would be at 21 and 21 or 25, one of these numbers, where, of course, that like when you're like 12 just seemed like ancient times. It was like, oh, my God, you're just going to have like your whole life figured out by then, which is hilarious. And so she, you know, she'd written this letter as a kid. She'd sealed it, went through life as we do. And then noticed all these questions. The letter was actually full of questions that her younger self was like, I want to know about your husband and your house and your dog and the car you drive and this cool job you have. Like she just had this, you know, vision of like this grown up life with all these things. And when the woman turned whatever, either 21 or 25, she opened it and the only thing that she had was the dog. And she was laughing like, I have the dog. Like, that's, I'm back with my parents. I've like, life has taken twists and turns, as we know it does. And as we don't really understand when we're 12. But anyway, that I think, I remember hearing that story around the time. And I was like, I've written lots of letters to myself from the past, the future. I do it as a regular practice from different aspects of myself. This is a really great way to tap into your wisdom, your intuition, your comfort and compassion. I find that when I write to my future self and I have her write back to me, like I write in her voice for myself to read, it's amazing how quickly that will tap me into like, oh, you're doing fine. You're just fine. It's fine. Like just there's a real chill component to her. It's very reassuring. I definitely can just imagine like me at this age writing back to myself, say at 12, and the advice that I would give and the love that I would so easily be able to give her now that me at 12 just didn't have the capacity for, right? So letter writing to self, fantastic, tons of ways to do it. And this is just a fabulously structured way that brings festivity to your life. It brings like, it's a beautiful way too. If you don't journal, like if you're someone who, I always meant to keep a journal and it's just not something that happens for you. Like you have a bunch of, you've written three pages and they just sit there and it's just not what you do. But you do like the idea of having that document, of having that record of your life and your story. The birthday letter ritual is a beautiful, simple, achievable way of creating that, because basically it is what it sounds like. It's a letter that you write to yourself and you open it on your birthday. And then either on your birthday or around that birthday, you write a new one and you seal it up and you don't open it again until the following year on that birthday. What's beautiful is that, well, there's so many beautiful things. I just love this so much, but you could have a bundle, as I do, a bundle of letters that grow, doesn't take up a lot of space, and it's this incredible record of your lived life from this one moment, from like every birthday, here's what happened. It's personal. It can be as involved or as you know, very simple and clean and, you know, minimal as you'd like. And it can also change from year to year. So you don't have to be committed to like every year I write a book and I take a photograph and I paint a watercolor and I do this whole thing. Like you don't have to make it complicated. Although some years you might want to do that and it's wonderful. But I think that it's really important to enter this with zero pressure and that the point is really just to show up every year, because what will build over time is so wonderful. Like you don't want to like take that away from yourself. Like if one year it's just, you know, a hellish year and all you got time for is like to fold up like I don't know, like a Chinese food takeout menu and write happy birthday and just put it in an envelope, that's fine. Like whatever, because that also tells the story of what was going on that year, right? I mean, because as I've collected the years and the letters, I know that some years are really hard. And sometimes life turns in unexpected ways, for better or for worse. And so there are some years where if you're like writing just like, you know, HBD on a takeout menu or something, that tells the story, right? When you're looking back on that 5 years from now, 10 years from now, you'll be like, oh, I remember that. I remember what was going on when I grabbed that takeout menu and angrily wrote with a Sharpie and put it in the envelope. Like, you'll remember where you were. What matters is that you took the time, and you will appreciate that in the future. But it's also like if you just are feeling creative, there's so many things that you can do. And so if you've been on my mailing list for some time, you may have received when you signed up. It's not that way anymore, but I have a birthday letter ritual guidebook that I created. And some of you may have it, some of you may not, but I'm going to give you that today. I'll have it in the show notes and give you the link so that you can download your own. Okay, so the link is radicalcreativesanctuary.com/gifts/birthday-letter-ritual. radicalcreativesanctuary.com/gifts/birthday-letter-ritual. That's the line to type in and you'll see it. You'll get your download there. It basically just walks you through all of like why it's awesome and some great tips in there, because over the years it's been very funny. Like I, one story that I share is that I don't know if you're, let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a story, dear listener. So my parents have a dear friend, we'll call him Bob. And I live in Toronto, and this is a climate that gets snow. And if you don't live in that kind of climate, then you don't know the whole ordeal about getting a snow shovel and that they're not all made equally and that you definitely need one. Yeah, so I guess Bob had... a snow shovel, you know, and obviously it's part of the year and then you put it away, right? You don't just have the shovel laying around, so it's gone and you have to go get it again. And it seemed like, you know, like every year, Bob was like going, okay, the first snowfall, going to get the snow shovel, and then could not find the snow shovel. And he was very frustrated because he was like, God, I know I had one. Like, I know I have one. I shoveled all last year. So where the heck is my snow shovel? And he just looked everywhere, looked in all the places, got very frustrated. He knew that this had happened before. He's like, I knew, like, I lost my before and then I had to rebuy a shovel. Where's this shovel? Like, what is going on? Finally just gave up. I mean, you just have to shovel. So he went to whatever hardware store it was, got himself a really good shovel. And then he says, you know what? I am not going to lose it this time. I keep doing this every year. I keep losing the shovel. This year, I'm going to put the shovel in a safe place where I know I'm going to find it next year. And so he goes to that place and guess what's there? Last year's shovel. And I have done this so many times, right? Like I am so good at finding safe places. And it's like, where the heck is that? Anyway, so as you can imagine, I did this with my birthday letter one year. And to the point where I could not even remember if I'd even written one. I was like, did I write it? Like, did I just think about it? Is this happening? And I wanted to make sure I had something to open. Like, I didn't want to just get to my birthday and not have this and skip a year. So I just took a chance and I wrote another one. I was like, well, worst case scenario is I'll end up with two. And sure enough, just like Bob and his snow shovels, I had two birthday letters for that year, which is so much better than none. So that was great. I usually buy a card that feels special or significant. I'm a fan of colored envelopes. I also like to recycle. So sometimes I'll take a colored envelope that, you know, someone else has given and collage it and decorate it and seal it up. It is really incredible how much you can forget in a year. So what's great about it is that, like, you can treat yourself to stickers, or sometimes I slip like a $5 bill in there and just completely forget about it. It's always a surprise when I come out the other side and open up this letter. Obviously, this is an amazing practice to introduce to children in your life. But it's not just for children. I mean, it's a great thing to do with friends. If you haven't done this yet, I invite you, if you're looking for something fun to do and affordable to do with a group of friends you'd like to catch up with, get some supplies, get some cards, some stationery, put on some music, hang out at the kitchen table, and have everyone, no matter when your birthday falls, just make it. You just start anytime. And you can all make your birthday cards together. You can even, like, use my birthday ritual guide. You can print one up. You can all have them. And you can, like, follow along. I have some prompts in there of what you might want to include. You might find your own way of writing. You might just write a random letter. I like to reflect on things I'm proud of and reflect back over the year. I think when I first started, I started writing down, like, who was there on my birthday? You know, like, I would actually write it not on my birthday because I wanted to enjoy that day and not have homework on that day. So I would write it the day after, or even up to like a week after, just around that time. I would make sure to catch, you know, the feeling of the time, but not be super strict about it. So I recorded all these, like, people who had called and where I'd spent time and what the weather was like. And I have to say, reading that back now, it is so wonderful and hilarious that there's some people there that I'm talking about. I have no idea who I'm talking about. I'm like, so-and-so didn't call. And I'm like, who is that guy? I don't even know. Obviously, it's fine. So it can be really fun. Even sometimes, like, so, yeah, you can tuck little surprises in, like $5 or some stickers, sometimes I'll even put in, like, just things from the year, like a weird, you know, a tea bag or like a receipt or something, just random stuff that fits in an envelope. It's almost like you could create a little time capsule. I think ease is my guiding principle here, because the point is that you'd continue to do it and enjoy it, and that it doesn't have any hype stakes, you know, so you don't have to put any money in it. You don't even have to buy a card, right? Like, you can just find a piece of paper as long as it's sealed so that it'll be an element of surprise next year. It's neat to ask your future self questions. It's neat to wonder what's going to happen. And it's also beautiful to have this thread of your life documented, like I said, through the ups and downs. Yeah, so giving yourself time and then also opening it becomes a ritual, which I love. I'll usually find some time on my birthday to be alone to have a coffee somewhere. And I like to do that. So often it might be how I start my day. There's so many things that you can ask and that you can write about, right? Like you can highlight what happened the year, what you're proud of. You can talk about how you grew that year, what you tasted, what's no longer there, what you've let go of. What did you start? What did you celebrate? What did you say goodbye to? What was the soundtrack of the year? You know, appreciate how awesome this will be to read 20 years later, right? What songs were really awesome? What shows were you watching? Like, you can just document this moment in time. And write from the heart, write like you're writing to an old friend, because this is just for you. It's a beautiful thing to give yourself the time to create it. It's a beautiful thing to give yourself the gift of your own words. If you feel silly, write about how it feels silly. You know, and if you are a perfectionist, I know that, you know, keeping it simple and easy, just give yourself the guidelines that will like help you like not try to make this thing anything other than just, hello, I see you, I'm celebrating you today. Yeah, it's a really, really lovely ritual, and I'm so happy to share it with you. So, you know, it's really, to me, just one way to connect, but this doing letters over the years, it's a form of witnessing. And I think that witnessing is an enormous element of love. Like when I've spoken with clients over the years about the kind of relationships that they want, whether they're in them or longing for them, when they're talking specifically around a monogamous lifetime partnership of some form or another. When it comes down to like, well, why? Like, why do you need to get married? Why do you want to be together with someone? There's lots of reasons. We don't need to do that anymore. It all seems to come down to wanting to witness, to have your life witnessed, to witness another life. Like that seems to be the draw of the long-term desire, is to just really be there. That is just such a beautiful way of expressing love, of showing love, of performing the act of love. It's this is a way that you can do that for yourself. I really do see this as a self-love practice. So, yeah, so throw yourselves a party. Invite a friend to do this with you. Pick a beautiful card, you know. Treat yourself like your very special friend. It's a wonderful thing. I've enjoyed so much. I can't wait to open mine this year. It's been quite a year, full of the unexpected. And I just wish you, whether your birthday is today, or, you know, coming up soon, or whenever it is, I hope that you take this moment today to realize how much of a miracle it is that you're even born, that you got here somehow, that you are the person that you are, that your life is worth witnessing. It is worth celebrating. It is worth documenting. And you are someone worth loving. So, take care of you and celebrate you and thank you. Thank you so much. This birthday, I know one of the huge things I will be celebrating in the birthday letter I write is this podcast and you. Without you, I would literally be just talking to myself in the basement, which is fine and which I was doing already. But it's just been such a gift to know that what I have to share has really landed with you. It is such a gift to know that I have become part of your morning ritual, part of your Saturday self-love routine, something to keep you company while you're driving, something to keep you company while you're going for walks, when you're falling asleep. I have that relationship with podcasts myself, and I'm just incredibly honored to know that what I am giving is landing with you and is helping you and that you're enjoying it. Thank you so much for all of your feedback, for those of you who have left reviews, officially or unofficially. I'm really proud of the conversations that we've started together here at The Soft Shoulder. I'm very excited to bring you more and better content in the new year. And I just thank you for being here. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for loving you. Thank you for being open to this conversation, because it starts with us and it just grows from there. And the more love in the world, the better. So thank you. Thank you very much. And we'll talk to you soon.